she prayed. It's April 26th. We don't know. Mary doesn't know either. It's a day in April. Okay, here we go. Me and the dead guy.
One of us.
Chestnuts in blossom. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Good morning.
I love you. Good morning. I guess I better start with a bee ba 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 da beep beep ba dee ba da beep. Robin would like his stats, and I'm here to deliver his impressions. I'd like to start with Essence family. I'm sorry, Essence name. And before I do, Madison all the way in down under, first of all says hello. He's shaking his head, Madison, which means hello back. And she has an impression about Robin's Essence name. Either Rafi, R-A-F-E-E, or Amon, I think, A-M-O-N. And she suspects that Robin, she, and I have several focuses together. But first, let's do his Essence name.
Very close, Amon.
A-M-A-N?
No, A-I-M-O-N.
Oh, how interesting. A-I-M-O-N. Amen. Go down, amen, way down. Okay, go Madison. Very good. And we do share a lot of foci together, right? I had a feeling. Okay, awesome. All right, so Robin, bip bop bop ba da beep beep. Robin, Essence name, A-I-M-O-N. He thinks his family belonging is Sumafi, correct? He thinks his alignment is Sumafi. Correct. He thinks he's intermediate.
Correct.
He thinks he's a religious focus.
Correct.
Wow. He doesn't think he's dispersed.
Correct.
And he was wondering about leader personality or support. He thinks he's a support personality. Wow. His animals, at first he thought there was a sloth in there, but now he's thinking giraffe and owl.
Correct.
Giraffe for the essence, owl for the focus. Jesus, the guy's good. His intent, exploring opposites, paradoxes, accuracy with relation to heroics.
Correct, although the last aspect is one of the more specific avenues of that.
Of exploring those themes. But the theme is good.
Yes.
Okay. You can get to the intent in this focus next. Ha ha! Sorry. Kidding, Robin. His color tone for essence and focus. He doesn't have an impression.
Essence. Orange.
Orange for essence.
Focus. Lilac.
Lilac for focus. And the numbering of focuses in this dimension.
Six thousand two hundred and forty-one.
Holy Mary, Mother of God. And in this time zone?
Six.
Okay. Moment, please. Since I'm exploring, now we're going to talk about me. although I'm fascinated with Robin's stuff, I just want to say that. Since I am exploring themes and spines for my public speaking direction, I thought I'd set the tone for this time with you and quote one of your very quotable quotes, and thanks, dear Rose, for posting it. Elias, when you step over your fear and trust even in the midst of your fear, your essence will bear you out. It will not disappoint you! Then you will look back and you will say, oh, it has worked! Then you will acknowledge yourself and pat yourself on your backs. Much laughter. If you will only remember all of these experiences of accomplishments, even through fear and not believing, you will see how connected you truly are to your essence. He's shaking his head, like, yeah. Not cosmic. Correct. He's also shaking his head. Okay. So I want to tell you some pretty cool things that have happened since we spoke.
Excellent.
I sort of spontaneously sent Common Stitches, my other book, to Amazon Kindle. And it's my do-it-yourself crafty way of creating my own clothes method to not only stay in the present but express my creativity in my unique to me way. No straight stitches and occasional clumps in the back, just like me. So I thought that was pretty cool that I at least, not at least, that I got it out there. It was kind of fun. So that's one. I lost the 5 pounds I gained. That's two. My back pain is diminishing. That's three. And I am becoming more accepting, not killing myself over complacency. This is a, and worry and all the other kooky things that go on in here. I am fighting me less because I'm employing my stone and practicing being present daily, not eliminating. I would love to eradicate complacency in my life, but it's not going anywhere. And it does spur me on, so I think it's probably an okay thing. I mean, what the hell? I hate it, but I watch it like a hawk. And I'm watching it like a hawk, and it seems to be working. Is that...
Excellent.
What can you say about that? Right.
Congratulations.
You can say congratulations. Thank you. I'm more appreciative daily of my quiet routine. Very interesting. It's just a quiet life. I get up, I do the thing, I come home, and when I come home, I'm home. And it's like a vacation. And it's getting more so like that. I am more and more amazed at how my day-to-day, I'm so becoming more present in my day-to-day life, and I don't have to think outside of it. I sort of revel more in my day-to-day life, and it's honestly because I'm really using that stone. And it's not just the stone, but I've been moving in this direction, and the stone just helps me facilitate being present. Anyway, so it's almost too good to be true, because when I'm home, I have so much time. I have time to do what I want to do, which is read, eat, write, take care of the cats, hang with the cats, do a little sewing, not do much to set the world on fire. I'm just lighting a fire in my own little place. Boy, I'm not lazy or a bum. See, that whole thing comes in. You lazy bum. Anyway, it's good, isn't it?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm maintaining good connections at the office and not buying into the fear of others about business. I know it's going to be okay, and I know it's going to be okay soon. I know it. That's really good. And consequently, the boredom and the craziness about not having much to do, I'm finding all these things to do. I'm calling customers. I'm saying, hey, I'm your personal person. Call me. It's not selling. It's connecting with our really good customers and saying, if you need to place a personal order, call me. I'm being me. It's really pretty cool. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive your congratulations. Okay. I'm pretty much living in your concentration breaking ideas that you gave Fatma. Miss Sister Sumafi typed out this whole thing and the breakdown of the concentration, and although it could apply to everybody, and I'm living in it daily. It's like brie cheese. I read a little, then I ponder it and apply it to myself, and I get up and change the bed just to shift if my energy needs shifting. It's one of the most profound, simple things I've ever, well, this is a big statement, but it's really helpful. Your concentration, your breaking of the energy thing. Elias, thank you, honestly.
If you can do that, what I would say to you is you won't move in the direction of worrying. If you can break those familiar concentrations and rest in your being, everything moves in the direction of your desire. It naturally does. The worrying, the fretting, the questioning, the discounting, the judgment, they are all your constructs around what you do anyway, which is follow your desire. But when you can break those concentrations, then you allow yourself to flow. You don't have to worry about being complacent or not doing enough or moving in the right direction or if your choices are right, because you will follow your desire. You will. You do.
I have been.
You do. Whether you think you are or not, you merely complicate it with these concentrations on subjects and expressions that discount you. And they complicate your life.
Yes.
You will move in the direction, you do move in the direction of your desire. It is merely a matter of how you do it. Do you do it in conflict and anxiety and distress and discounting? Or do you do it in acknowledgement and enjoyment and satisfaction? You will do it either way.
It's like my house. I suffered. Even when I got the house, I could have just enjoyed the process a little more. Yeah, I get it.
But this is
a good example.
Excellent revelation,
right,
that you are experiencing. And in that, it is merely a matter of resting in that power, that presence, that knowing, even if you don't objectively know what the knowing is.
Right, or feel it. Okay. Gee, you're good. You should take this up seriously and stop fucking around. Okay. Okay. All right. So, oh my God. All right, so this is great. This actually, in the webinar when you said take a step, of course I immediately trashed myself and I'm not doing enough. Just ignore that trash. I'm taking steps every day with my public speaking. I am, at this point, to be honest with you, sort of moving away the chaff of what I don't want to do. I don't want to go into brand marketing. I don't want to, I'm not sure. I just want to meet with a group of, small group of people at first, maybe in my living room. I'm going to go see Carla one another time and sort of get a thing. But right now, I think I've got my my theme and my spine, which is the thing that holds it all together. And then that opens me up to tell a million stories that relate to it. And I'm finding my stories. I even found some stories in my Common Stitches. Yes. So I just am going to continue that because I know I've got to work on me and be in my own space and peaceful and adorable and all that. Anyway, I really like me sometimes, but I mostly like me. Anyway, all right. So, and I think I'm doing well there in my public speaking, and I don't think pushing myself, and I don't, we'll see, Elias, how that pans out. We'll see how I do incorporate a different avenue of income for myself. We'll see how it all goes. That's part of my desire. And I'm just going to trust that I'm exploring it. Exploring is the key word here. Okay, thank you. You're shaking your head. All right. All right. So, I'm thinking about readjusting my food choices only because of your discussion Jean-Francois' session about earth changes. And, okay, I don't genuinely want to incorporate grains and beans into my diet, but I'm thinking that I may have to do that futurely to a degree. All right, let me just back up here. I could eat canned salmon 7 days a week because I love it so much. Liver and beef actually doesn't make me feel good. I get ill in my stomach. Liver, beef liver or chicken liver is starting to be too rich in the same way. So I'm paying attention to that. Chicken is neutral. White chicken, or any chicken meat is neutral to me. My only, like I said, tuna is okay, but I really love this canned salmon with the bones and the skin and the whole thing, and I think it's a great source of calcium, but that's also a meat. So I'm a little confused about how I should be, what direction I might start moving in to incorporate less meat, although, you know what, I only eat 4 ounces a day. I'm not like most people that probably eat 10 to 12 more. I just want to be wise, though, and make sure I'm getting B vitamins. And I think, okay, here's my plan. Boy, it's so scary. Canned salmon 3 times a week. How does that sound?
You can incorporate it that amount of times, or you could incorporate it more.
It's good for me, I think. I think I wouldn't like it so much. Okay, good. So if I'm going to incorporate it more, that's a point. I love eggs, so do 3 to 4 eggs like I'm doing a day. Eggs is okay for me, I think. And eggs, I don't know if you consider eggs meat, but chickens lay eggs. I don't know what'll happen to eggs in the future, but right now I think I'm okay with eggs. You would agree with that. Okay. I don't know, should I do beef liver or chicken liver once a week? Like just 4 ounces for the B vitamins? Or is it not necessary because I'm getting it in the fish and the eggs?
Is it necessary?
It's not necessary? Good. Great. Okay. If I were to add one or two days a week of a grain to supplement the meat, to not do the meat. Boy, I really don't want to do that, though.
Why?
Right, because, never mind. Okay, never mind. I don't know what possessed me to say that. Is there another, because you said that we don't need to eat so much meat. And I thought, you didn't say be a vegan. No, sorry. Yeah, right, you did not say go be a vegetarian. I noticed you didn't say that. All right, and because I haven't eaten greens in 8 years, it'd probably be counterproductive.
And once again, you are expressing in a very literal manner and personalizing that in a capacity in which you are looking at what you are consuming and automatically thinking that it is wrong.
What a surprise. Right. Oh, thank you.
Let me express to you that in many countries in your world, not all, for there are many that don't move in this direction, but in many countries in your world, especially Western countries, your consumption of meat in the capacity of beef, pork, bison, even venison, and fowl.
Any fowl.
Is excessive.
Right. Right.
That the majority of individuals consume these products much more than is necessary or healthy.
Healthy. Right. Okay.
That is not to say that everyone does that.
Right.
There are many cultures in your world that don't do it at all.
Right.
And there are many, many individuals, even in your Western cultures, that have become more aware of their body and listening to their body and consuming what moves well with their bodies.
Yes.
What I was expressing was in relation to masses of individuals that consume tremendously much more in excess of these meats and expressing in a capacity of generally what is what you may term to be a necessity or an acceptable amount of these particular products. The reason being, which I also expressed, is that not only is it not necessary for your body consciousness, for your health, but in relation to your environment,
right,
it is also considerably damaging in relation to the support of these animals.
Right.
And what is required to support the growth of these animals in the volume that you consume them.
And that's why the local farms coming up are a little bit better, correct?
I would agree.
And local farming in general, on a community level like we have here in Brattleboro and in many, many places.
Yes.
Okay, so it's a beginning.
Yes.
I hear you. Okay, so don't personalize it so much. What a surprise. Okay.
And not to move in extremes. If you have moved in a direction in which what you are consuming is compatible with your body consciousness,
yes,
and your body is not reacting,
right,
to what you are consuming and you are comfortable with,
yes,
that, And you are mindful of moderation.
Yes.
Or balance.
Balance, exactly. And I am. And I have been moving in that direction.
Then it is not a matter
of... Not a worry. Okay, one more.
Considerably altering your diet.
Good. Okay, so... One more thing and I'll leave you alone about my food. And that is... Thank you for this, by the way. This is... I knew that, but I just needed to hear you say it. Okay, oil. I love butter. And I eat I find the purest butter I can. And I think it works well for me. I could make it like ghee and make it clarified. I could do that. But the point is, I'm still eating butter, which I unsalted, good grass-fed, which I think is okay for now. And in the future, if that changes, I'll let you know. As far as I eat olive oil, but I eat what they call light olive oil because it doesn't have the strong olive oil taste. I just want to make sure that what I'm eating, light olive oil every day, is okay. It feels really okay to me, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Now, thank you. And one of the things I'm doing is really paying attention to healing my body everywhere and every day and taking steps to do that. And this thing here, I took some steps and I explored some options and I think I made a stab in the right direction, pardon the pun, and now I'm letting it heal and I'm not going in the direction of doing anything else right now. I think that's acceptable. Do you think I'm on the right track? Thank you. Okay, one last thing. My kitties. God, that Guido. He slays me. Anyway, this is how we look at each other. We blink. He blinks. I blink. We all blink. All right, I want to switch up their dry food. I took home this new dry food knowing they would love it and knowing it would probably put a little extra weight on Gidget because I'd like to do that. She devoured a bowl. I thought, oh, well, there I am listening to myself. The only caveat I have, kooky me, is that it's got canola oil as one of the ingredients. I don't take canola oil, but I think the way they do the canola oil in this product is acceptable. Do you agree?
Yes.
And don't you think this particular indoor product that has no soy, no corn, no wheat, but it does have sweet potato and a little rice and chicken as its first two ingredients, or fish, is good?
If the cat likes it and eats it.
It's good. She loves it. She doesn't like the expensive shit. She doesn't like the 100% protein, you know, humanely killed. She cares about humanely killed? No, if I let her out, she'd kill five birds. So anyway, if the cat likes it, give it to them. Oh boy, I'm in good shape then. Oh, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. All right, I'm good.
Excellent.
I have a lot of desires that I can trust, I think. And you know them all. Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Elias.
Stop being so harsh with yourself.
I'm so harsh with myself.
And relax in being present.
Yes.
And stop thinking you have to change everything about you.
Right. Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. You've been singing that to me all week. I know you have, and me too. Okay. Wait, I have... What?
Relax.
Relax. He has no clue about being Jewish. Oh, well. Okay, relax. All right, wait, I have one more small domestic, not domestic thing. Okay. My friends sent me a picture of a baby from Yemen, famished, emaciated. I melted down for 2 whole days. Mm. It was devastating. And I know you're not going to say to me, well, this baby creates her reality or his reality. You're not going to go there with me. So I need to deal with my shot out of complacency into grief. And the double whammy of it was I'm doing some research for my company on online shipping methods. I go to Net-a-Porter in France because I know they ship worldwide. And I saw a pair of $1,500 Manolo Blahnik high heels And on the drop-down menu, they ship to Yemen. I had just seen this baby's picture. There's a broad in Yemen buying $1,500 high heels, and it's not a big country. Where's that baby starving? Where's the famine? And suddenly I thought, sell the shoes, go buy food. Now, whatever in my own personal guidelines to me, which are slammed up against my face, I don't know what her guidelines are, or his, the people that are buying from Net-A-Porter in Yemen, but it grieved me, and I just want to note the imbalance of it. So my proactive step was every month I send a little money to this organization that my friends also support. It's not a lot of money, but I'm taking a step in my own little world and supporting this organization that's trying to get food to these babies. It doesn't make me feel that, it makes me feel not really better, because I don't feel like there's not enough I can do.
It made you aware.
It did, that's what it did, didn't it? Yeah, it
and broke. That is the most significant piece.
Okay. So I'm holding that baby in my heart, and I'm holding the whole thing in my heart, and I'm even more motivated to be present. Then I went in the direction of, how can I be happy in the moment there's a baby starving in Yemen? And I didn't want to be present. I just wanted to suffer with the baby. I'm not kidding. I went there. So now I'm thinking, all right, better to be present and relax and take the baby with me into my present, and we'll see what happens with that kind of energy. Is that kind of about it?
If that is the method that allows you to be more comfortable in being more aware,
yeah,
then yes.
Yeah, I don't know how we deal with this kind of awareness. I don't know exactly. Maybe that's another whole session.
In your terminology, you aren't there yet.
Okay.
Be where you are.
Okay.
And this is a step in itself.
Okay.
Being more aware.
Okay.
And recognizing, not merely intellectually knowing.
Right.
But genuinely knowing and experiencing that connection, that interconnectedness, that you are connected regardless if you are half a world away.
Okay. So if I stay balanced, that'll help the world stay balanced, basically.
Yes.
All right, I'm just going to stay balanced today and not think about the awful ahead. Thank you very much. Anyway. All right.
Very well. And I congratulate you and encourage you in this direction.
Thank you very much.
Be you. Be present, be balanced.
Be you, be present, be balanced.
Yeah.
Got it. I'll see you in my dreams, hold you in my arms, and I'll see you in May sometime.
Very well.
Thank you.
Wondrous lovingness as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir. I don't know what I'm doing. Wait. Moment, please. Hoo-hoo. Don't fuck it up, Linda. Be calm, be cool.